Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Very good morning to you. Oh, are you ready for it? What a weekend, huh? Beautiful morning. We got some sunshine. Yeah. And any big plans for the weekend? I know, you know, football for you, Dr. Umat, I'm sure.
It's the biggest night of football
for the game.
She's only going to be watching. She won't be playing.
Thank God for that.
There we go. No, she'll be watching.
And then, you know what I love to look for? Obviously, I like the game, but the commercials. I don't even want to be disturbed during the commercials.
No.
Because it's the Super Bowl. Do you know how many millions they pay for those commercials?
Yeah. So to get the best of the best of the commercials.
Yeah, if you're going to pay $7 million for 30 seconds, you know, you better.
There we go. And I saw a few commercials that were, it's like, oh, you know, here's some new commercial. I'm like, wait a minute. I saw that one 10, 15 years ago. So they're rehashing a couple of the oldies that were good. And so you might notice some of those.
Okay.
Yeah. Bill, a long time ago, we would have to wait until after.
Yeah.
And now you can see some of the best Super Bowl commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the game. So, okay. So I'll be celebrating my grandson's 6th birthday. Birthday, so yay.
Happy birthday to your grandson.
Yay! 6th birthday. We're going to play glow-in-the-dark mini golf and go to the trampoline, the whole family, and Nana will be bouncing as well. That's always so fun. And how about you, Dr.?
Well, and I, you know, having a Chinese household, we are going to be doing the Asian New Year this weekend.
Chinese New Year. Why don't you explain what's going on with that?
Well, most of Asia follows the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar like we do. And since my wife is Chinese, I think half the Chinese immigrants in the Seattle area make it through my home in one time or another. And I mean, my daughter didn't hear English for the first 2 years of her life, I don't think.
Except
from
you.
Me. That's right. We have a big Lunar New Year festival at our house every year. And this year, my wife got about a 7 or 8 foot long paper dragon that is hanging from the ceiling as you come in our front entryway. And smaller dragons scattered hither and yon, and bright red vases with red flowers and berries. And, you know, so it's our house is thoroughly redone in a Asian, you know, celebration sort of theme.
Okay.
And tomorrow we will have a house full of Chinese folk, and there'll be games and celebration and song, and the children will all be showing off their piano or violin skills, you know, for the adults, and the adults will be involved in games that have been pre-selected to give men and women and young and old equal chances of winning. Those involving, you know, brute strength, of course, favor the men.
Yep.
So every year we have a push-up contest, which I won last year and plan to win this year.
Okay.
You know, the girls don't have a chance in that.
Yeah.
I've never yet seen a woman who can knock out 60 push-ups.
So, okay.
They have games of manual dexterity, which favor the women. The men never win the dexterity games, you know, and the limbo.
Yeah.
We have a limbo pole set up downstairs over a thick carpet, so when you fall on your butt, you don't break it. Don't want to do that over those marble floors. And that, of course, favors the small and the young.
That's right.
You know, at 6 foot four and 76 years old, I am not winning the limbo contest, I can promise you. The only way I get under that pole is on my hands and knees. I just crawl underneath.
So Ivory's going to take that one, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, the last year, it was a guy in his 40s.
Really?
And, yeah, he's a real limber gym rat. And, he was right down there, almost parallel backwards.
Really?
Yeah, I've never seen a human being there before. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. And there will be a house full of Chinese food. And, you know, so all the ladies are going to bring their favorite sort of stuff. My wife usually does her Chinese spare ribs, which are so tender they fall off the bone when you touch them, and very spicy.
Wow. Does that mean you'll have an omelet with the leftovers of that
if
on
there are,
Monday
if there
morning?
Are any. Usually
if.
Her ribs go pretty
they
fast.
They go quick.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, usually Monday morning my omelet contains whatever my daughter did not eat the night before. And so,
okay.
But, you know, on these get-togethers, everybody takes home whatever they feel like of what's left over. So
nice.
So they pretty well clean the place out.
Very good.
So yeah, it's and of course the thing that always impresses me most about these get-togethers, and we have them for New Year, we have them for Thanksgiving, we have them for Veterans Day and for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most patriotic group of new Americans you've ever met.
Aww.
Because these are people that have come to America from a one-party socialist state where they are basically spied on every hour of every day. Everything they say, everything they write, everything they text is basically reviewed by the government. China is one massive surveillance state. There's cameras on every corner, everywhere. And you have your social credit system. If you have said things online or even in public that where the cameras pick them up that the party disapproves of, your social credit drops.
Wow.
And with a low social credit, your kid cannot get in a good school.
Mm.
You cannot get a raise at job. If your score is low enough, you cannot buy a ticket to travel. You can't get a train ticket or a bus ticket or an airline ticket. Your entire ability to prosper and move in the society is based on how well you parrot the party line, both online and in public.
Wow.
You know, so these folks come to America and they love their freedom.
Oh,
they love the freedom.
I bet they do.
You know, we've got a couple that are Chinese police officers that come to visit whenever they can get out of the country. And what, you know what they love to do? Go to the gun range, because they're not allowed to touch guns in China.
Wow.
The police are not allowed to. They have big clubs they can hit people with, but they don't let anybody, except very special party members, have weapons.
Wow. Oh, so they get to go to the gun range and
they go to the gun range and just love to have the freedom to actually shoot things in America.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, well, Happy New Year, Dr. Mixon, to your family. Why is this not just one day? It's more than a day, right?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's a 2 week, yeah.
Okay.
It's technically called the Spring Festival, but
okay.
It always starts with the Lunar New Year. And it's a big, big family event. People travel vast different distances to be with their families for 2 weeks. And so basically, many Asian countries kind of shut down, except for the bars and the party places.
Okay.
Any excuse for a party in Asia.
All right. Well, good. Well, we know what you'll be doing this weekend. And
yep.
Dr.
Yep.
Umat, Super Bowling. Yeah. All right. Now, I'm going to give the phone number out so we can get some phone calls started on our show today. We are live in the studio. And if you have a question about your health, or maybe you did not get through last week, we had so many calls, please call at the beginning of the show. We don't want to miss out on anybody being able to talk to the doctors. We have Dr. Jerry Mixon here and Dr. Samira Umat in the studio ready to answer your calls. Here is the phone number, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. And while we're waiting for that first call, we've got something going on at the clinics today.
We do indeed.
This is busy at all three of the clinics. We've been talking about it for a few
weeks.
This
is the first time actually that we've done it in all three locations together.
Yes.
And the reason was for cancer prevention and awareness.
It's the gallery test.
It's the gallery test. And our doors are open for anybody who's interested in doing that. If you choose to do a health analysis visit with it, then you will have 1.5 hours of doctor time to not just review the gallery result, but also your labs with us. Obviously, there's a charge for that, but we are doing the MyDNA age this time. Now, we're not charging extra for that. The health analysis is just $5.95, which it is always, but the MyDNA age is $300 test separately. And so that's tagged on in that $5.95 charge.
So it's included in the $5.95.
$5.95.
So you got our normal $5.95 test plus the DNA age
for $5.95.
And what does the DNA age test do? What does that show us?
Oh, that's an incredible test. It basically looks at your biological age and your chronological age by looking at methylation pathways, and it talks about, and results will tell you about the methylation process, and then it'll tell you what is your chronological age, when where are you biologically, and sometimes people are close to where they are, and at other times they're very far away from their chronological age. Usually they're a little bit older, and sometimes quite a bit older. And so then we look at what is the methylation process, what are their genetic risk traits for dementia, and how can we help them. Again, you know, we do the test because we know there's something we can help you with. We don't understand all of it, but there are certain things that we can do in terms of nutrients, supplements, and also lifestyle changes, which will make a big difference. And then the big thing is repeating the test 6 months, a year later, to kind of see whether what we implemented for you, has that made a difference or not. Now, the DNA age test does take 1 month to come back. So we will call you back with the gallery test result reasonably quickly and let you know where you are with that. But then we will need to call you back again. That's why I said 1.5 hours of physician time to go over all the test results over a 1 month period, some early and some later. To go over what we see, how can we help you, whether you're at risk for certain things or not. I've had, you know, young, healthy people come in and go, you know, I really am okay. I don't think I'm going to need much from you, but I want a certain thing about nutrition. And then when we do the first panel and you find out there's cardiovascular risk that they were ignoring, there is cancer risk that they were ignoring, didn't even know about. And so we've picked up many unsuspecting and unknown things for people who thought they were very healthy because they looked healthy.
And the doctors,
I exercise, I feel fine, I'm not overweight.
Primary doctor said you're normal for your
age.
Yeah,
and the primary doctor didn't even know about certain things.
We're not going to worry about that.
And so, you know, and a screen is a good idea whether you join or not. This test is not a commitment to become a patient on longevity.
Right.
This test is an introduction to longevity. You will have time and then you can decide later on. But I will tell you, I carry some of the oldest patients in our practice. And by that, I mean that they've been with the clinic a long time. Some that have been with Dr. Mixon from when he first opened at Carolyn Point. And they all have great, amazing stories to tell us. And they all say something like, you know, you understand more as you've been here a while. So some things I can, you know, tell you right away, but others you'll just learn as you are a patient.
Love that. All right. Here is that number to call if you would like more information, if you'd like to schedule that health analysis appointment. You can do that. You can call right now at 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can even go to our website to get more information. lmclinic.com is where you go. We're going to take our first break, and we will be back with more of your phone calls in just a moment. Stay right there.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
A bright right. Sunshiny, very cold day today. That's for sure. Good morning. You're tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, live in the studio with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Now is the time to call and get in on the show with your question about your health, aging. What's going on with that body of yours? Why the aches? Why the pains? But your medical doctor is saying, oh, you're normal for your age. What?
It's very true. You know,
yeah,
that
well,
happens
normal
all
for
the
your
time.
Age. It's like, oh, I don't want to. Yeah. What can I do if you have a diagnosis or maybe you or your loved one are dealing with something? We want you to call in.
You know, so the reason I stopped you, Lynette, and I don't usually, but it was because that's exactly what happens all the time. This week, I was going over a panel with a patient of mine, and I've known her for a very long time. And I stopped at a particular part of that panel, and she started laughing. And I said, what? And she goes, my primary doctor saw the same numbers. They did it in a different lab. They were exactly the same as yours. And he said, there's nothing to worry about. And here you are telling me that, you know, this is what I can do to help prevent this from getting worse. This is why you're concerned about it. And she just laughed. And I go, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just because everyone else is dealing with this, do I have to? No, you don't. Come to Longevity, and we would love to talk to you about that and talk to you about it on the show as well. Here is that number to get through today with your questions for Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We're headed to Bonnie Lake, and we have Bob on the line. Hi there, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So, what can we do?
I had a question. I had a question about berberine and some other supplements. Right now, I'm on rosuvastatin and I'm on lisinopril for obviously cholesterol and blood pressure. They said that I have my cardiologist said I have a 28% blockage for my age, which is 42. But he's like, oh, nothing to worry about. You know, just keep it where it is, and you should be fine from here on out. But I'm getting PVCs, PACs. I was 50 pounds overweight. I did one of those weight loss programs that they advertise. I lost 30 pounds, and then when I went off of it, I ended up gaining 50 pounds. Mm. So, you know, it just backfired on me. And so now I feel worse than I did before, but I started taking, since I'm pre-diabetic, I started taking apple cider vinegar tablets, turmeric tablets, garlic, multivitamin, krill oil, and vitamin D. But I want to know, would PVCs increase or PACs increase with berberine, or would berberine actually help, or, you know, what should I do?
Okay. Well, berberine is not a directly cardioactive drug, but berberine can lower your blood sugar. And lowering the blood sugar can certainly slow the progress of that microcirculatory problems that are causing your electrical conduction system in your heart to go awry. Let's just talk a little bit first about what PVCs, PACs are, because most of the population listening to us has no idea what you just said. Okay. PAC is a premature atrial contraction. That means one or both of the little chambers in the top of your heart are firing a little faster and sooner than they're supposed to. And those are really of no significant consequence, except that it tells us that that electrical system that's supposed to control how your heart beats is starting to go bad. PVCs are of more concern. PVCs are premature ventricular contractions. Those are the main big pumping chambers of the heart that pump the blood up through your lungs to pick up the oxygen and so on, and then out to the left side of your heart, which pumps it out to the rest of your body. It provides the blood supply to your brain and your lungs and kidneys and every other part of your body. So what that's telling us is that this very, very fine electrical system in your heart that is supposed to rhythmically contract and to respond to exercise, to stress, to anxiety, to rest, to sleep, to body position changes. All these subtle changes in our activity and day-to-day life are supposed to be reflected in how fast and how forcefully our heart beats. And part of that system is starting to go awry. And it's not necessarily the big vessels, although somebody said that you said you had a 28% plaque, obstruction.
Yeah.
Was that in the heart or the carotid arteries?
That's in the arteries.
I'm sorry, carotid arteries to your brain or the arteries of your heart?
The arteries of the heart. They said one is blocked 7%, one's blocked 20%, one's blocked 1%, according to the test that they gave.
All right. So those are actually pretty good numbers. You're how old, did you say?
42.
Okay. Yeah, so early 40s. But what that tells us is that already you are starting to get discernible blockage building up in those arteries. When he says it's okay, it means he doesn't have to go in and do anything aggressive, you know, put in a stent or do a bypass graft right now, because you're still getting adequate blood supply. But it tells us also those vessels are going bad. They're just early, and we're getting the same message from the microcirculation. Those tiny, tiny, tiny blood vessels that innervate the nerves that control your heart, they're so tiny that the red blood cells go through in single file, one blood cell at a time.
Wow.
And they go bad earlier than, obviously, the big vessels. So what's a modest interruption in blood supply in a big vessel can still be significant in the microcirculation. So what you need to be doing is being on an aggressive program to decrease inflammation, decrease your blood sugar, decrease your insulin needs so that you don't have insulin resistance, make the intima, the lining of your arteries, as slick as possible, so the blood vessels slide through without getting blocked up or piling up to make a clot. And if possible, drop your lipids levels low enough to start pulling that plaque out of your arteries. And that actually can be done.
You can get plaque out of your arteries?
Yep.
You can get plaque out of your arteries? Really?
Yes, you can. Dr. Dean Ornish has been doing that for 30 years. Dean has had arteriograms showing vessels that were 80 and 90% occluded, and 18 months later, they were only 50% occluded. It opened them up that far in 18 months. So it's not a fast process. If you're on the verge of a heart attack, it's too late to use that system. Okay, but if you're early like you are, you're the perfect guy to start using one of the Ornish programs. So yes, it can be done, but it's not fast. It takes significant lifestyle change, but yeah, we can help you with that.
I mean, it's discipline. It's not easy, but question is what's important to you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you recommend berberine then as an additional supplement for in the meantime?
Berberine helps to lower blood sugar.
Yeah. I mean, if you have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and high sugar with metabolic dysfunction, which you clearly do given what you're telling us, then yes, berberine will help you.
Yeah. It's not going to solve all your problems, but it'll help.
It'll help. Okay. And then I could come into the clinic and do a evaluation and come up with a game-changing plan then, correct?
Well,
yes.
Yep. And then, of course, if you want to become a patient so that you've got full access to everything we do, you become a patient. We'd love to have you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you first do your health analysis visit with us, and then we'll do the first panel, and then you'll meet with your doctor to review that panel, and then you become a patient at that visit, and we'll begin your care immediately.
Okay. Thank you very much for answering my questions. I actually feel a lot more relieved that there's a light at the end of the tunnel now.
Oh, yes. There are.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, it's not the dark of the grave. Mm-hmm. So that's, let's get you going and, you know, get you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier, shall we?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Doug.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Okay, take care.
Very good. And good on you, Bob, for at 42 looking to come in and make some changes and get some answers, because he already has some things going on.
Well, and the reality is it is so much easier to prevent problems.
That's right.
Than it is to fix them.
But, you know, in the past, we always used to say, let's prevent this. And people would think, okay, well, prevention requires a lot of money and energy. And we won't see the benefit of that for decades later. But the thing is that that prevention is in real time. He has issues today that we can start changing today. Mm-hmm. It's not that he has to wait 20 years to reap the benefits of what he's going to put into the program now.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Oh, you hear the music?
Yep. We got to take a break.
We are going to take our first break, and we invite you to call right now and get your answers and your phone call in the queue. Phone lines are open. Here's the number. It's 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We will be back to talk with Steve from Tacoma in just a moment. Stay right there. Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. We're in the studio taking your calls. We are live today. We're always live. Unless it's a holiday weekend, occasionally we record a show for you. But we are live in the studio today, and here is that number to get through today and get in line with your questions, 206-421-5757. We are going to Tacoma. Steve is on the line with his question for the doctors. Welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
Very good. I'm a 74-year-old male, and I was calling because about a year ago, I went in for my colonoscopy, and they discovered about 10 different polyps. They were so concerned, they thought I should come back a year later and take another look. I don't know what the risk factors were with polyps, and it's not something that everybody gets, but I would certainly would like to eliminate that risk. And what do you know about, because the test revealed that there was no cancer as a result of the testing, but 10 polyps is a little bit more than average.
Yes, it is. And do you have a familial polyposis, or is this something that your relatives all have, or is this just you?
Just me, yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. First of all, you need to be tested regularly. Mm-hmm. But you said you're 74?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to be bumped up against the system here pretty soon, because they're not going to want to do colonoscopies on you after 75, because they figure if you haven't died of cancer, you'll die of something else before the cancer gets you. So
yeah.
So Medicare is going to start balking at pain, which is stupid, but that's the way it is. The bureaucrats make the rules, not the doctors.
That's true.
But there are tests you can get done on a regular basis. But you need to do everything you can to lower your risk of colon cancer. And that means you need to stay away from charred meats. You do not do barbecues on high heat and get that black crust that is so tasty, but it's causes cancer. Okay. You need to actually not even toast your breads and stuff heavily, because again, the chemicals from carbohydrates that expose to high heat, like when you toast it or broil it, raises your risk of colon cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, you need for supplements to be on curcumin, and I'd say a high dose of curcumin on a regular basis. So, I would put you on maybe 1,000 milligrams at least twice a day.
Really?
If you can tolerate it.
If he'll tolerate it. It may give him loose stools.
Yeah.
But most older men get more constipation than diarrhea anyway, so it might actually be a feature, not a benefit, or a feature, not a bug. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you want to get enough curcumin. Curcumin's got a long history of decreasing polyp formation in the gut and actually helping to resolve some of those polyps. So, and
what about resveratrol, Jerry?
Resveratrol lowers the risk of all cancers, and also lowering his senescent cell load.
Yeah,
because senescent cells in the gut are actually a big trigger for colon cancer. So, you know, if you're not a patient at longevity, though, are you?
No.
Okay, rats. If you were our patient, I would put you on an anti-senescent cell therapy and kill and lower your load of senescent cells and keep them low and probably put you on resveratrol, too. Because it's a lot easier to prevent your colon cancer than it is to treat it after you got it.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've got a good family physician. I think the issue, though, is that there's just not enough time to really spend with the doctor to look at alternatives or basically, I was just told to have a high-fiber diet, and that was about it.
And see, that's why our doctors spend an hour at every visit. So you get a full hour, not just a few minutes here and there.
But also, most primary cares will not offer him senescent cell therapy anyways.
No, that's true, yeah. They're probably, I don't know if we're the only people in the Northwest doing senescent cell therapy. There may be one or two others, but I don't know who they would be.
It's certainly become more popular in the last 5 years,
yeah,
but still not many people are doing it.
That's right, and certainly your primary care doctor is never going to do it. You're looking at really cutting edge longevity clinics like us are about the only place you're going to get senescent cell therapy these days.
I'm sure I need to pursue. So, anyone, if you can give me information through an email, so I can explore that. I have no symptoms. Feel great. I work out all the time. I watch what I eat. And exercise, and you know, for someone my age, I think I'm really very active. We do a lot of good things. So you kind of have the illusion that, hey, if I feel good, I must be good, you know?
Yeah, and that's the problem is, you know, the first sign, the first symptom of a heart attack for at least half of the people who die of heart attacks is the heart attack that kills them.
Yeah.
You know, they feel fine right up to the day they drop over and die. Let me explain a little bit about senescent cells for you just for fun. Every cell in your body is designed to live a certain length and do a specific job. Skin cells do different jobs than heart cells, than the lining of your gut, etc. Okay? And what's supposed to happen is a cell lives its expected lifespan, is supposed to undergo what we call apoptosis, in which it basically dies and gets replaced by a new cell. So there's turnover. In a baby, a newborn, they grow new skin every day. That's why you get a baby with raging diaper rash and you clean up their little butt and the next day it's gone. And that's because they grew all new skin overnight.
Wow.
You know, by the time you're in your 20s, it takes about 2 weeks to grow a new skin.
Wow.
By the time you're in your 60s, it takes more like 3 months to grow new skin. So things slow down and become less efficient with age. The lining of your gut when you were young would turn over about every 30 hours. And as we age, we're building up senescent cells in that gut. And senescent cells are cells that have reached the end of their lifespan, but they didn't die. They underwent a transformation and became senile. They basically change their shape and change what they do. They start kicking out chemicals into your bloodstream that say, don't grow, don't repair, don't heal. Mm-hmm. And they actually raise the risk of cancer. The higher your senescent cell load, the higher your risk of cancers. Young people, when they form senescent cells, they get rid of them in about a day and a half. Old people form 5 and 6 times as many senescent cells, and they hang around for weeks at a time. So you may have 50 or 60 times as many senescent cells in your body right now as you had in your 20s. And those senescent cells are actually preventing your healthy cells from healing and repairing and turning over as fast. That's why, despite the fact that you exercise regularly, you're probably not as strong as you were at 20. You don't run as fast. You don't run as far. You don't pump as much blood. You don't lift as much weight, because those senescent cells building up in your system are helping to prevent your healthy cells from reproducing and growing and healing. And so what we want to do is to put you on a program that will kill about 70% of all the senescent cells in your body and allow your healthy cells to start growing again.
Yeah, and I would like to have someone reach out to me, because I think I've listened to you on the radio for several years, and I think I keep thinking, well, one of these days I'd go into the clinic and get an examination. So,
all right. Well, tell you what, hang on for the moment. We got to take a break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back, okay?
Yep. Stay right there, Steve. We will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We are taking your phone calls. You've got a concern about your health or aging or some aches and pains or medications you're just not quite sure about. We invite you to call right now. Don't wait until the end of the show. We don't want anybody to miss out. Here is that number, and phone lines are open for you. 206-421-5757. And we're on the phone right now with Steve from Tacoma. And Steve, you're wanting to become or very interested in becoming a patient at Longevity, right?
You know, Steve, the easiest way is to just come in for a health analysis appointment.
Because that's free.
And then get your major lab work. And then you can come on in, get an hour with one of our doctors and go over your lab work and decide if you want to become a patient or not.
I think that's a good idea.
All right.
So just give us a call, 866-86-YOUNG, or go on our website and set up a health analysis appointment at whatever clinic is closest to you, and we'll get you started.
Yes.
Do you have a clinic in Tacoma?
Yes, we do.
We have one in Tacoma, one in Kirkland, and one in Linwood.
Yep. 3 clinics for you.
866-86-YOUNG. Okay, I got it. I'll
Very
call
good.
And make an appointment.
Yes, we want to see you, Steve.
Take care, Steve. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. You know, that's the...
Take my call.
You betcha. That's the best way to come in and be introduced to Longevity. And what we do here is by actually making that first step and getting into the studio. That number again, 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go on our website at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. And you can get some information there as well.
And you know, Steve would be the perfect patient to do Galleri tests as well.
Oh, yes.
In between the years when they're not doing they're not doing investigations for him, because this will pick it up faster than anything else.
That's a good thing to do. Don't wait. If you've been listening to the show, we encourage you not to put your health off any longer and get in, at least get that free health analysis done so that you have some answers and know what risks you could be facing in the future. 866-86-YOUNG. We are headed to Bellevue. We have Robert on the line. Hi there, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to talk to you.
So, how can we help you, sir?
Here's my situation. I'm age 75. I'm a longevity patient, have been for, I think, 10 years. I don't remember exactly when I started. But I have had BPH, and it's prior to that time that I started taking Avodart. My primary care physician recommended it, and it did seem to help with the issues of urination at night. But I still have to pee about twice a night. I like to improve that.
Yep.
And the last time I talked to my longevity doc, she questioned, you know, do you still need the Avodart? Well, gosh, I don't know. How do you tell? Will the prostate start growing again if
yes.
I stop the Avodart?
Yeah, Avodart is it's an old drug, been around forever and a day, but it actually shrinks the prostate over time, and it kills prostate cancer cells. I like it a lot better than I do Flomax, if you tolerate it. Now, the downside of Avodart is it can cause postural hypotension.
Drop your blood pressure.
Drop your blood pressure out, and we don't want you to fall down the stairs, you know.
But if he's been taking it for a long time,
it's not
going to happen him now.
That's right. No.
So he's tolerated the drug.
So I like Avodart far better than Flomax for your prostate. If you're one of those people that tolerate it, and apparently you do.
And so don't come off of it.
Please don't come off of it. Has your doctor put you on the tadalafil yet?
Oh, yes. I've been on tadalafil for quite a period of time, and I want to talk about that as well and tie it into ED.
Uh-huh.
I noticed, you mentioned Flomax. My PCP tried that with me for a while, and I said, geez, impacts. I get ED with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to take that Flomax stuff.
That's right.
So I've been on Avodart consistently since then, but ED has been a problem now more recently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've tried the Viasure program. That that did help.
Good.
I like a little bit more improvement.
All right.
Does the Avodart contribute at all? Does it impact ED?
You know, I don't recall. I'd have to take a look. Samara, you want to look at the symptom list on Avodart or the side effect list? So while she's doing that, what dose of tadalafil are you on?
It can change sex drive or performance.
Okay, so it is a possibility then.
I'm on 10 milligrams of tadalafil today. I started with 5 and went with that for year or two, three, and moved it up to 10 about a couple years ago.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be my first suggestion, was to go to 10 if you could.
Mm-hmm.
Most men in their...
10?
I don't know. If you're going higher than 10 on a consistent basis, I see the incidence of headaches starting to increase significantly. Tell you what I would consider for you, though, is to get a prescription of the generic sildenafil, which is the generic version of Viagra. And it's just a little 20-milligram tablet. Viagra comes as a 25, 50, and 100-milligram pill. And that little 20-milligram, in addition to the tadalafil, on the days you're planning to have sex. And I was going to say, a man of your age... Your sex is probably not on a impulsive basis. You know, you don't just suddenly meet somebody and fall into bed. Usually you and your spouse have kind of a schedule or a pattern. And if you've got an hour or more of notice, just using one of those little 20-milligram sildenafil in addition to the tadalafil will probably give you 3 or 4 hours of enhanced performance.
Okay. I've tried, that's Viagra, right?
That's the old-fashioned Viagra, yeah, the oldest of the bunch.
Okay.
And you don't need a lot. Usually,
I tried that before. My doctor recommended it prior to the tadalafil.
Right.
It gave me headaches.
Yeah, and... So. But see, he was probably giving you the 50 milligram, which is the most common dose. But the generics are actually very low dose. They're 20 milligrams. And 20 milligrams you've already been desensitized by your tadalafil. That's why you had to go from 5 to 10 milligrams. So you're not as sensitive to the drugs as you used to be. So get a few of the generic sildenafil. They're less than a dollar a piece, you know. They're probably actually more like 40 or 50 cents a piece. And try, see what happens if you take it on the day that you're going to have intercourse, and try to time it an hour or so in advance to see what happens, okay?
I'm also taking nitric oxide, or Neo-40 for the nitric oxide.
Neo-40, yeah.
Progesterone atrocious, lozenges. I just started the progesterone. I assume that will be helpful. Is that the sort of thing? Is it a cumulative effect?
Yes, it's cumulative. Progesterone does not work. I tell you what, we're going to have to quit here in just a moment.
We'll take a fast break, but we're going to be back to answer those questions, Robert.
So we'll be right back to you, okay? Hang on.
All right.
Okay.
Talking about Viagra, Neo-40, Tadalafil, and all the things. Right now, and we can take your call, too. We have another hour of Leading Edge Medicine, and here's the number to get us. It's 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. Leading Edge Medicine will continue in just a moment. Stay right there. We'll be right back.